At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Without further ado, I go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers your Cleveland Browns during a very interesting time to do so, as the Browns, as we know, have the number 2 overall pick. Decisions, what to do. Do they take a quarterback? And Dan Lobby of Cleveland.com is here to break it all down with us. Dan, thank you for the time tonight, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Spencer?
Good. So it's actually, when I host on Fridays, I do a segment that's called Hot Take Friday. And I know that we have been traveling before, where you've asked some of us in the media for our hottest takes. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you have a hot take for me on the spot on this Friday?
Oh my God, a hot take. Let me think here. I mean, I always have a bunch of hot takes, but now I got to think of I'll tell you what. So I come up with like rules, for example, for okay. like what teams should do and like what awards should be. And I've kind of been working on this take for like, you know how they do the pregame hype videos at sporting events?
Yeah.
It's not really a hot take, I guess, but I think in all sports, there should be a rule that you have to be above 500 if you want to play a hype video pregame.
This is a hot take, and I love this take. This is awesome, because you know what's funny about that is, like, you know, you and I sitting there in the press box for these Browns games this year, and they're playing these hype videos, and like, just nobody was into it for a 3-14 team at the end of the year. Like, I see 100% what you're saying after the season that we just endured with the Browns.
You know, and I feel for all the production folks that have to put those together. I would feel bad if they could only play it for like one game a year, but I just think, you know, if you're going to do the hype video, you got to be at least a 500 team or better to play the pregame hype video.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Cavs play their hype video, and like, that place is electric during that. Like, you feel it. But like, the Browns, it was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I like that. That's a really good take. I approve. This is a good start to Hot Take Friday. We're going to do it with our callers at 9, so you got to start with a good one.
Perfect.
Dan, obviously, there's a lot of talk, especially with the run that the Commanders are on going to the NFC Championship game. Everybody is kind of pointing and saying, like, that is the blueprint. Just draft a quarterback at number 2, and all your problems are solved. But the problem is, this quarterback class, I don't know that there's a Jaden Daniels in it. So as you sort of evaluate these guys, like, what is the best case scenario in terms of a quarterback that the Browns can maybe get, or how do you sort of feel about these guys that are being argued over Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders at the top of the board?
Yeah, I mean, just to start with the Jaden Daniels point, I think it is important to kind of note that, like, Jaden might just be one of those guys. Like, he might just be one of those special quarterbacks for the next 10 years that you can, if you have him, you're going to have a chance to go to conference championship games, win Super Bowls, do all of those things. I don't see that in this draft. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm opposed to taking a quarterback at number two. I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, I guess I want to be talked out of taking a quarterback number two before I just outright say don't do it. But I also think that you have to acknowledge that Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, neither of these guys, I don't think, are going to come in and turn you into what the Commanders have been, especially in the AFC. And I think that's another note, too, is, you know, the NFC was not as good a conference. It was not as challenging. I know the Lions had a really good record. I know the Vikings had a really good record. But just when you look at the quarterback position in both conferences and the guys you have to get by, it's not as easy in the AFC. So that's part of it, too. You know, that being said, I still think one of these two quarterbacks, as we go through this process, may emerge as being the guy you want to bring in. But I don't think you can bring them in with the expectation they're going to have this Jaden Daniels-like impact, because I think he's just – I think he could end up being one of those generational type of quarterbacks.
So if the Browns end up liking one over the other, and then that one that they like better goes number one overall, whether it's the Titans or the Titans were to trade back or something like that, then what do you do? Like, what is the next – what is how does that play out, you think, for the Browns from there? Is it they trade back? Do they just take somebody else? What sort of goes through your mind if you're the Browns in that scenario?
Yeah, and I've thought about that because for me personally, I like Shedeur Sanders right now more than I do Cam Ward. I have concerns. I have concerns about both, but I feel more comfortable with Shedeur Sanders and kind of how he fits in what Kevin Stefanski might be trying to do this year and what the Browns might want to do. But then the question is, how much do you like Travis Hunter? I mean, if you think Travis Hunter is, you know, and we heard the Titans GM say they wouldn't pass on a generational prospect at number one, it seems like Travis Hunter fits that mold. If you think Travis Hunter is that good and he can come in and be a shutdown corner for you, or if you see him as a wide receiver, you think he can be a number one receiver, then you think about that. Obviously, Abdul Carter would be in the mix. And if it's not one of those two guys, then that's when you start thinking about trading down. I think it opens up a world of possibilities. But the first question is, what do you think of Travis Hunter? Personally, if I wasn't going to take a quarterback and I didn't like the guy that was there at two, I wouldn't be opposed to taking Hunter. I think he's got a chance to be that special.
Talking with Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, and the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Another quarterback that I think we're at least pretty familiar with here in Ohio. Any thoughts on Will Howard, who I think did himself a lot of favors with the run that the Buckeyes went on in the College Football Playoff?
I think he did, and I think it was interesting that, you know, I was talking to somebody before the playoff, and, you know, in March Madness every year, there's like players whose stock shoot through the roof because of their performance. Everybody falls in love with them, or maybe their stock drops because they don't perform well in the tournament. And I felt like there would be a player in the College Football Playoff that would do that, and I think it's probably been Will Howard. I think his stock has risen with his performance in these games for Ohio State. I don't think you're taking him and he's going to be your starting quarterback for the next 5-10 years. Could you bring him in and put him in a developmental role and, you know, maybe get a couple years out of him as a starter? Probably. But I think he'd be more of a placeholder. Now, I could be completely wrong about that. I probably have to do a little more work on him. And obviously that playoff performance was really impressive, but I don't think you're bringing him in and he's going to be, again, when we talk about that Jaden Daniels level, you know, franchise game-changing type of quarterback.
Are there any other Ohio State Buckeyes that you are sort of enamored by potentially being part of the Cleveland Browns? Because I have one that I've been like talking up the last couple days. but like obviously it's a super talented team and we like to see those guys. Oftentimes our fans like to see those guys because they just play down I-71, make their way north and come to the Cleveland Browns. But anybody else that you might have your eyes on?
I think either of those running backs would be fantastic here. And I really like the idea of Judkins. I think he's got a little juice to him. He's got a little attitude to him that I think the Browns could use in that backfield. You know, we saw him that stiff arm in the Notre Dame game when he scored that touchdown. I just see kind of a mean, tough runner in Judkins. And I think Henderson is – probably, I think as we go through this process, I think he's going to rise really quickly, and he could end up being right up there, you know, even pretty close to, he's not going to surpass, but he could end up being closer to Ashton Jeancey than maybe people expected a couple months ago in this draft process. So I would love either of those running backs.
Yeah, Judkins is the guy for me, and it's funny you mentioned like him being a physical runner. You know who he reminds me of is Kareem Hunt.
I almost said that.
Like,
yeah, he's got a little bit of that too.
Yeah, like I've been watching him all year, Dan, but it took till Monday night. Like he had the run you mentioned where he scored the touchdown, and I was like, you know what? It finally hit me. He reminds me of Kareem Hunt. Like it just kind of like, oh, I was overcome with this vision of like, this is who it is. This is, and Browns fans loved him, so it's why I think he'd be awesome here.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Sling package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, and I think the Browns missed that this year. I mean, look, I like Jerome Ford. I think Jerome Ford is a guy you can have in your running back room. He's explosive. I don't think he's an every down, hand the ball off to him 15 times a game back. But I think this year the Browns really missed having a guy like Kareem Hunt that could just finish runs, convert in short yardage, have a tough run like that in the red zone. And I think Judkins would bring that to them and maybe even end up being a featured back.
Dan, I'm curious from your perspective. I mean, I think we all kind of know the general list of needs this team has, quarterback being the main one. You could say left tackle, obviously, you know, linebacker, depending on what happens with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, running back, like we just talked about, is on there. I'm curious if you agree with this. Do you think, given, because I understand we're only a year removed from David Njoku being a Pro Bowler, but I also felt like this year, and maybe it was just partly because the injuries he was dealing with, but he looked like he was just a step slow this year and like something sort of changed in his game. Is tight end maybe a sneakier need than people realize this year?
Yeah, I agree. I think Njoku looked a little bit slower this year. And again, it could have been the injuries. He had the ankle injury early, a knee injury late. I mean, I will say just at camp, he looked bigger. I don't know if that was intentional to sort of hold up a little better as a blocker. That's an area of his game that he's really improved on. But I thought this was a disappointing season for him. And if they really are going to go back to heavier personnel, which is what Kevin likes to run, and frankly, it's what Tommy Rees has shown that he doesn't mind throwing out there either, I think you need to make sure you're sound in that tight end room. And Jordan Akins did fine this year, but he's not getting any younger. You don't really have a whole lot behind him right now. So, yeah, I think tight end, I don't know that it's a pressing need necessarily, but I think they probably need to add something in free agency and then probably something if it's not late in day two of the draft, probably early in day three of the draft.
Dan, what stood out to you the most from Tommy Reese's introductory press conference the other day?
Well, I think Kevin Stefanski probably loved it because he didn't say much of anything. But I do think what I liked was when he talked about what he did look for in a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably the most enlightening thing he said. It's just when he said it's a problem solver. 60, 70, 80 times a game, this guy's got to come up with solutions. He's got to do it quickly. He's got to be a sound decision maker. And I also think Kevin Stefanski probably heard that and said, yeah, that's exactly what we want a quarterback to be. So that was the most enlightening thing to me. And I think as we go through this process, that's just something to keep in mind. Who are the guys that can make quick decisions, that can distribute the football, that can be fixers out there when things go wrong? And that's going to differentiate guys as we go through this.
A few more minutes with Dan Lobby here of Cleveland.com. You can follow him on X at Dan_Lobby. That's L-A-B-B-E if you don't already. 2025, Dan, setting up to obviously be a pressure cooker of a season for Barry and Stefanski. You know, jobs could be on the line, all these different things. So will they have to make the playoffs this year to cement that they're back in 2026? Do you think that's kind of what the expectation is going to be set at? Or is there some leeway as to like what next year, how next year has to go for them to be back in the following season?
I hate to just say it's playoffs or bust, but I think they have to be close. I think it has to be like, if you don't make the playoffs, it's because you won 10 games and lost a tiebreaker, or 9 games and lost a tiebreaker. I think the offense has to look better. This is one of the worst offenses we've seen really in the expansion era this year. That's got to be so much better. I think you've got to be a more competitive team. But, you know, you look at next year's schedule, it's not easy. They play the entire NFC North next year.
Yeah.
Of course, they have to play their own division. It may end up being a more difficult schedule than even what they played this year. So I don't know if it's going to be playoffs or bust, but you obviously can't have a season where you go even 6-11 or 7-10. I think you have to be in the mix, and you've got to be a competitive football team. You've got to score points. And if you do miss the playoffs, it's got to be because you came up a game short or you lost a tiebreaker or something like that.
I should have asked this when we were talking about needs for this team, but where do you sort of think running back and wide receiver fall on like a list of needs for the Browns? If you want to kind of like, I don't know, you could rank them, I guess, in theory, but like where do those two position groups kind of fall for you?
I would put wide receiver higher. I guess the way I look at running back is a need, but it's a need that you can fill, and like it's not as difficult a need to fill. You can find running backs in a lot of different ways. Wide receiver, I would put pretty high up the list. So obviously quarterback would be number one. You could argue maybe offensive line is number two. I think safety is kind of a sneaky need. You know, with Juan Thornhill, it seems like that would be a guy they would move on from. They really don't have a lot of they couldn't force turnovers this year. Losing JOK certainly hurt in that capacity, but if you could find a playmaking safety, that would help in that regard as well. So I think that's a need. I would actually put that ahead of running back, but I would say wide receiver is pretty high up the list because right now you've got Jerry Jeudy. Cedric Tillman showed some flashes, but he also missed the last 6 games of the season with a concussion. So you don't really know what he is. I think you've got to add to that room pretty significantly this offseason.
How worried are you at this point about JOK's future?
I don't feel great about it. I don't want to say that his career is over or anything like that. We just don't know, and I think that's where the concern comes from, is that nobody is saying anything. It's not abnormal for this team to be secretive about injuries, but you know, we all stood there when Jordan Hicks was talking about JOK and he was very somber about it. And the fact that they just won't give us an update. And then even at their end of season pressers, neither Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski would just outright commit to JOK being back in 2025. And so if with that lack of information and the fact that Andrew Berry says he hopes Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa is back next season, it doesn't make you feel great about his future. And it's really too bad. Obviously, on a personal level, you don't want to see that. But as a player, too, he was really blossoming into a guy who was going to make Pro Bowls, maybe become an All-Pro linebacker. He was really in the sentence with Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Those were the Browns' three best defenders by far.
Yeah, it kind of feels reminiscent of the Deshaun Watson shoulder, the first shoulder injury last year, 2023, where it was like he was week to week every single week, but it was like it was a never ending week to week. Like it's the same sort of thing here. Like we just don't know. And I agree with you. It certainly is like an ominous feeling about what his future holds, which is obviously not good for the Browns or good for JOK, but we hope he gets back out there. Dan Lobby of Cleveland.com. Again, follow him on X at Dan_Lobby, and you can check out his work at Cleveland.com. Dan, always appreciate the time, my man. Appreciate you jumping on in with us for a few minutes and especially for giving us a hot take.
Yeah, I hope your listeners bring the hot takes, and the hot takes worthy of enough for us to talk about on the road this year.
I like that. Yeah, I'll have to write some of them down so I can bring them to the table with that's for sure at the combine.
All right, thanks for having me.
See you, Dan. Thank you. Appreciate you, Dan Lobby on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do one.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.